Test 69, Section 3, Question 12. And with this one, we're looking for the role that the statement that the architecture was not frivolous, or the expenses were not frivolous, and what role that plays. So it starts off and tells us that the pharaohs spent a ton of money on architecture, as much as they did on roads and irrigation. But then it says this wasn't mere frivolousness, however, for... Now, that four is a little bit of a key here, because that means what we're about to get is evidence. And so what we just read is probably the conclusion, because it says, for if you could realize that the pharaoh had mastery of the physical world, then they would be loyal without military coercion. And so the statement that the expenditure was not frivolous is the conclusion, and it's supported by the statement that it allowed the pharaohs to maintain control without military coercion. And so therefore, conclusion is what we want. It is a conclusion purportedly justified by the argument's appeal to the psychological effects of these structures. I like that pretty well. It is offered in support of the claim that the pharaohs spent as much on ceremonial architecture as they did on roads. No, it's not really in support of that. That's just a statement. It is a premise given in support of the claim. It's not a premise, it's a conclusion that the loyalty of the people was maintained without reliance. It is offered as an illustration of the principle. No, it's really the conclusion. And then it's a premise used to justify their policy of spending scarce resources on structures that have only military utility. No, never really did that. And so really A is going to be our correct answer. I really would have just taken A and run with it, because with those, with role questions, if you find exactly what you're looking for, you can take it and jump.